For all you folks out there listening on the radio, this is called Dead Air.
Come here, Uncle John's band, by the hillside.
Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead.
The Grateful Dead to Grateful Dead.
Going on in the rest of the world, if it's wars or kidnappings or crimes, this is a peaceful Sunday night with the Grateful Dead.
Your window. So
upon me. Test me, test me, test me, test me. Why don't you arrest me?
Everybody, this is Uncle John. That was Bertha from March 19th of 77 at Winterland. This is Dead Air with Uncle John here on WESU Middletown, 88.1 FM, show number 838. Doing a lot of dedications and requests. This show is in memory of a friend and a friend to the show, Rhode Island Jerry. He passed a couple nights ago, a long battle with cancer, and he's... you know, he's in good hands now, I think. Speaking of dedications, Sandy from Texas wanted Althea from the 80s, so I figured I'd give Jerry an Althea from one of my first shows. It's Althea and to CeCe Ryder from October 14th of 1983 at the Hartford Civic Center. Hope you enjoy.
Told me upon screw to me that my back might need protection. Told Althea that treachery was tearing me limb from limb. Althea told me now, man boy. Sleeping and forgetting. the point of recklessness. Self-centered the extreme. Nobody messed with you but you. Friends, I guess, who's concerned? Who's with the truth? Baby, it's your fire. Baby, I hope you don't get burned. When the smoke has cleared, she said, what she said to me. Lord, I wanna bet you lay your head and a little sympathy. Thank you.
Thank you. Easy Rider. Well, now see, see what should have done. Good on you, baby, love you, woman. Now your man's come.
Yeah, CC Rider before that, Althea, from October 14th of 83 at the Hartford Civic Center. That was going out to Jerry from Sandy in Texas. Rhode Island Jerry, man. So Tie-Dye Tom's idea was to play something from Rhode Island for Rhode Island Jerry. And I was going to do that, but I kind of did an audible. So forgive me, Tom. I will play another request from you, but... Instead, what I'm going to do is, it was like the night before or something like that, that Rat Dog played in Rhode Island, but it was at the Casino Ballroom in Hampton Beach, March 31st of 2006. Rat Dog was playing there, and that's in the lot was where I met Rhode Island Jerry and an old friend of the show, Cookie, who we've not heard from, but I hear she's doing well. And if you know Jerry, you know meeting him is an experience, and getting to know him is an experience, and being his friend was an experience without much rival. The quality isn't great, but I'll tell you what, being at that show, the quality was fantastic. So here's some Rat Dog from Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, March 31st of 2006, Maggie's Farm, Shakedown Street in Big River. Thank you.
Thank you.
The intense energy of a Rat Dog show. That was Rat Dog from Hampton Beach. It was March 31st of 2006. Maggie's Farm, Shakedown Street, Big River. That was the first time I met Rhode Island Jerry, and I was never the same, and I never will be. I miss you, Jerry. Listening to that song, I felt like it was yesterday. We're doing more dedications. Sandy from Texas also wanted to make sure that Psychedelic Rick was not left out, and certainly he wouldn't be. He's in our thoughts. He's in definitely in my thoughts tonight of all nights. And I miss the guy. I feel like another month I'm going to lose another somebody. It's just no good. So this is going out to Rick from May 7th of 72 at the Bickershaw Festival. The other one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bring this down a little bit. And this has all been dedications to Rhode Island Jerry and Psychedelic Rick, currently playing in the background. In the meantime, gotta let you know that we are in the middle of a pledge drive still here at WESU Middletown, 88.1 FM, streaming worldwide at WESUFM.org. That's WESUFM.org. If you'd like to make a contribution, I would highly suggest you do, and make it in memory of Rhode Island Jerry, or make it in memory of the Psychedelic Rick. Make it in memory of both of them. We can't do programming like this and dedications like this without your help. The website is WESUFM.org, and any help is appreciated. We still need to raise, trying to do the math here, Christ, 12,000, unless it's not been updated. But, you know, that's of no import. What's important is do what you can. Think about what this show and this station is, place a value on it if you possibly can, and then give 10% of it. Because I know times are hard, but they're not impossible. So, you know, do what you can to help out. And in the meantime, I'm going to let this go up a little bit, and maybe I'll talk to you about that a little bit more in a little bit. Me and Rick would like a long jam like this because we'd go downstairs and get really high. And then I'd come back up and try to finish my show. Always a very difficult feat. That's one thing Rick and Rhode Island Jerry had in common, was their generosity in many different ways. With I don't know. Just gonna miss these guys. They brought a lot of color to my life. It's gonna be hard to replace. I'm gonna just fade this down and just say, without any interruption, please do what you can to help out the station. We're at WESUFM.org, and if you go to that station address, you'd find that we can
possibly help each other out. And you go to WESUFM.org and see what you can do to help us out when it comes to keeping the station going. Go to WESUFM.org. For some reason, it's saying this next track is 33 minutes long. It's supposed to be Broke Down Palace from October 29th of 71 in Cleveland, from Tie Dye Tom to Rhode Island Jerry. Let's see what's really happening here. Huh, not bad.
Fare you well, my honey. Fare you well, my only true one. All the birds that were singing are flying.
Say sweet.
sweet souls surround.